Well, visiting with PCM head volleyball coach Sarah DeVries to recap their 2025 season. Coach, pretty successful season all around. You know, let's just start off a little bit before we get into kind of the entire season. You know, you had that match against Williamsburg in regional play. Unfortunately, didn't quite go the way you guys wanted, but a kind of a tough Williamsburg team you squared off against. Talk about that match a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a mental game going into that first round, being the underranked team or the lower ranked team. And so the girls just really had to fight hard. Things just were not clicking for us. We really struggled with serve receive, and so that kind of affects your offense a little bit. We kind of felt like we were back on our heels playing defense the whole game. Didn't get some things going the way we wanted to. So it was kind of a sour note to end on, but, you know, these girls have so much to be proud of other than that match. And so I'm proud of them for what they did for this season. And, you know, everyone's season ends in a loss except one team. So we just got there a little sooner than we had hoped. But that's all right.
Yeah, you know, very successful season overall for you guys, though. 23-6, which was, I believe, 7 more wins than you guys had last season. 6-2 in the conference to finish third, just behind Nevada. Talk about just kind of big scope of things. You know, just kind of you have to be pleased with how the season went.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we set goals at the beginning of the season to move up in our conference, to get more wins than we have in the past, and we did that. We played tough, really hard throughout the season there, and got some bigger wins towards the end of the season. We were up against some tougher teams. And so, yeah, like I said, I'm really proud of the way they worked hard. We really had some great chemistry towards the end of the season. Things were just clicking. Hitters were confident. Passers were getting the ball to where it needed to go. And I'm just really proud of the whole good season.
Yeah, you know, you guys, too, were at a point in your season where you had, a 10 or 11 match winning streak. You know, that's hard to do with whoever teams you're playing. Talk a little bit about that and kind of what boost that gave your team throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, that a lot, obviously, they're talented on the court, but then it's also kind of a mental game. Like, how do you perceive our team? Are we a winning team? And we kind of have to build that culture in at Prairie City that we are a winning team, and we need to play that way. You know, talked about to win, not just playing not to lose. And so playing with confidence, knowing that you can achieve these wins, and then not letting small mistakes, not letting, you know, if another team gets on a little bit of a run, not letting that just all of a sudden burst your bubble and be like, oh, now we're done and we give up. We just kept fighting back and fighting back. And some of those matches kind of, you know, required a 2-point win. You know, those are really tough matches or tough sets that you had to pull off or come back from a set loss and come back and win the next set. They did some of those things. And so that was really good to see that they had some of that grit and determination that a winning team needs to have.
You know, you guys are going to graduate 6 seniors this year. You know, several of them big contributors to this program over the years. You know, kind of talk about what this senior class means to you and kind of what made them special.
Yeah, I mean, this is the class I started with. So I started coaching at PCM 4 years ago. So these kids were freshmen. And so I really got to see them grow in the last 4 years. So that was really special to be able to work with them for the last 4 years. And yeah, they are going to leave some big shoes to fill, you know, an libero, a setter, a middle blocker, you know, an outside hitter, just a lot of big shoes to fill for these girls coming up. So I'm really proud of the tone that they've set at PCM of working hard, of being dedicated, of, you know, playing with some grit and determination. And that's going to carry through into our following season. So I'm so thankful for what they've contributed, and they're going to be missed very much so.
You know, we've talked about it a little bit this year that you have a diversity of age group on your team this year. Do you feel that this program has been built a little bit to be self-sustaining, where, of course, you're going to lose 6 seniors that'll be big shoes to fill, but, you know, do you feel that next year's program has the ability to reload and be able to fill in some of those gaps?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a strength that we have, is that we have a lot of different, we're pulling from a lot of different classes. I mean, we're not doing that necessarily on purpose. We're really trying to pull the girls that are ready to play in varsity. But that does obviously help a program continue on from year to year. And so, yes, our juniors and our sophomores are going to be stepping up into those leadership roles next year. And yeah, we're looking ahead to see who's coming up too. So it's fun to think about the possibilities. You know, it's sad to see those seniors leave, but it's also fun to think about the possibilities of next year and how things might fit together.
Yeah, and Coach, you had sent me this morning some all-conference honors. You had several players that made that list, but also, academic all-conference. That's something that I know PCM Volleyball's pride themselves on the last several years. You get a lot of your girls on this list every year. Kind of talked about it, what it
Yeah.
means. These girls are successful on the volleyball court, but they're also great students as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think you get that. When you have high performing athletes, they're usually high performers in the classroom as well. These girls, they work hard. They know how to work hard. They tend to be sometimes perfectionists and they are high flyers. So it's not surprising that success on the court or the field echoes in the classroom too. So we really love to see that these girls are successful in the classroom. They are student athletes, not athlete students. So the student part comes first, and we're really proud of how hard they work on their studies as well as on the court.
Yeah, and Coach, now I always ask at the end of the season, kind of what's the off season look like for you? I know the coach can only do so much during the off season, but and there's obviously a lot to digest too after one season ends, but kind of what's the prep work look like already getting ready for the 2026 season?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our athletes are multi-sport athletes, so that's great. They're going to be continuing to work hard on the basketball court, on the softball field, on the track, and so that's exciting to see them participate in other sports. And so that really keeps them in shape and keeps them strong next volleyball season. A couple of our girls that are volleyball-only girls will probably be playing some club seasons in at various clubs, which is really I really encourage that. Myself, I kind of focus on the youth in the off season. I can't really work with my high schoolers, so I focus on running the PCM club volleyball and encouraging those young players to get involved and to get going. And then, of course, May will be here before you know it, and we'll start open gym. So it kind of goes fast, but I am looking forward to seeing these girls do other things for the next couple of months.
Coach, you guys have had a very successful volleyball team. Is it fun to be part of kind of that PCM fall success? I mean, the football team's playing in the playoffs again this year. Very good chance to go far. The cross country teams both made it to state, and now the volleyball team had the most wins probably that you guys have had in a while. Is it just fun being part of that fall success at PCM?
Yeah, there's just a certain kind of energy that happens when a new school season starts. So it's fun to have fall a fall sport. Homecoming's in there too. It just there's a lot of energy at school, and it's just fun to be a part of all of that. We had hoped that our volleyball season would go a little bit longer than it did, but it's fun to cheer on these other the cross country team today, and again the football team tonight. So it's just fun to be a part of it. The PCM community is always stands behind their athletes, and we just have a lot of fun.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time all season long and congrats on a great season. Already looking forward to next year.
Thank you very much.